It's time for high school football on ESPN Radio, 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority. Tonight's game is brought to you by Midwest Amusement, Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center.
Additional sponsors for tonight's broadcast of live high school football on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM include the Protection Center, the Collector's Zone, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, American Title Company, Legacy Assisted Living, ProCare Automotive, Lafier Realty, Auto Lab, County National Bank, the Jackson YMCA, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game.
Now, our award-winning sports team, GOC and Tom Ratchford.
Welcome to high school football on 101.9 and 1450 from Withington tonight. Big Red of Lansing Sexton, winless. Don't say that often. Last year, they were threatening to win the state title. Jackson High, 2-1, won their first two handily, scored about 100 points. But last week laid an egg in the first half against East Lansing. Able to come back, but lost 28-21. Band on the field, cloudy and overcast all of a sudden here at the stadium. Hopefully the rain stays away, Tom.
Well, Greg, thunderstorms are in the forecast for tonight, and I just hope as they're sitting in southwest Michigan right now, after having blown through the Chicagoland area and heading this way at about maybe 15 or 20 miles an hour, I hope we've got enough of a window to get this thing in tonight. We would need to have a clear thunderstorm-free zone till about 9:15, and then we should be good.
Hope you're right. Band on the field, and we're just a few minutes away from the kick. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning here on the pregame tonight. Our K105.3 tilt, unbeaten Vandercook Lake, Hanover Horton tonight, and of course tomorrow, your only live coverage of Lumen Christi Northwest, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and you're going to have to tell your friends about that, too, because that's on 105.3 tomorrow.
K105.
On K105.3. And people will look for us, and they're going to turn on 1450 and get the Michigan State game. Then they're going to turn over to 970 and get the Michigan game, and they're going to give up. So we got to get the word out somehow.
I'll put it on Twitter. That'll do it.
Well, I've had it on Facebook and Twitter.
There
we'll
you go.
Do it a couple of times. And
that should do it.
That, of course, gets our friends, but it doesn't, you know, possibly get enough people that might try to tune into that.
Take a break, a three-minute break for many of our fine sponsors. We have about 21 of them tonight. And we'll be back. High school football coming up on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Waiting for the two teams to trickle back out on the field here at Withington Stadium. We have it covered for all the games tomorrow, also with Michigan and Michigan State, the Lions, on Sunday. Great start, Tom, to the season for Jay High and certainly a disappointing loss last week.
Yeah, the way it went, although you talked to the coaches last week, they were down 28-0 at halftime up at Lansing, East Lansing, and they were able to return the second-half kickoff by Shawnee Suddeth for a touchdown, but they really weren't able to score. They scored 40 points against Ann Arbor Huron in Week 1. They scored 56 against Everett in Week 2. And, you know, a lot of the alumni are coming around thinking, you know, here's a 50-point a weak scoring team, and they really didn't score at all on offense until they finally got a touchdown with 33 seconds left to make it 28-21 and then didn't get the onside kick. So they did have some problems. They dropped a pass in the end zone, which got everybody's dobbers down. They did give up too many easy scores to East Lansing by throwing the ball. They got burnt in the secondary with a couple of mistakes back there. And, man, if you're going to make a mistake, the secondary is the worst place for that to happen. So the biggest thing for the coaching staff to do this week is to get everybody back on the same page. The nice thing with Sexton in town is even though Sexton's good, they know the kids know they can beat Lansing Sexton, and it's here. I can't emphasize that enough. It's here. It's Jackson High's third home game. It's Sexton's third road game. And as you mentioned, they're 0-3, actually losing three pretty close games to decent schools. They lost to Renaissance on opening night. They lost to Granville just by a touchdown. And then last week, Grand Ledge beat them by kicking a couple of field goals. That score was 34-32 a week ago with very, very good Grand Ledge. So we don't know exactly what we're going to see with Sexton tonight. But one thing I know, our kids believe they can beat them.
I'll tell you, the smallest roster that I've seen from Lansing Sexton, they've got about 25, 27 kids listed, but they're not that many dressed over there. But they're pretty good athletes.
They only got about 600 kids in the school now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's class. If you remember, they were in the
state. Are they three or four?
Oh, they were in Division IV state finals. They're tiny. They're Class B.
Well, eventually they'll have to consolidate.
You know, the school board voted. They're voting today. They went through. Sparrow is going to buy Eastern High School, but they're going to move Eastern to Pattengill, which I don't understand. But if their millage fails, they're going to have to close, and it's just going to be. I suspect they're going to sell Eastern to Sparrow. The millage will fail, and then they'll just go with two high schools, which is what they need to do, but nobody's got the guts to do it.
Good prediction. Take a three break. We'll come back with tonight's opening kickoff. Jackson High, Lansing Sexton, your only live coverage around the world, 101.9 and 1450.
This is High School Football on ESPN Radio, 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Greg O'Connor with Tom Ratchford, traveling secretary tonight, Tony Mack. Executive producer is Josh Ankrell. As we get set to kick it off, and Jackson High will receive, and tonight's opening kickoff is brought to you by Elro Steel, 60 locations in 12 states. Elro is your one-stop source for metals, industrial supplies, plastics. Go to Elro.com.
Shawnee Suddeth, Anthony Coffey, and Corey Pryor deep to receive this kick for Jackson High.
And for the Big Red, it's number two, Devin Taylor, who will do the kicking. And you know how dangerous Suddeth and Pryor, they just a pooch kick and that'll go out of bounds.
That's probably a smart move by them, just even though the one team on the schedule that can run with Jackson High step for step is Sexton, but you don't worry. Just kick it out of bounds. They'll take the ball at the 35, I hope. And
37, it went out of bounds.
Okay.
So I think Jackson will take it there. But they're asking Scott Farley, and he does take the football at the 37-yard line. So decent field position for the Vikings. Led by Luan Bramlett, who just was spectacular in the first two games. But again, tonight you're stepping up in class against Lansing Sexton. The Big Red of Big Dan Bogan.
Now an assistant principal at Sexton.
Here's Bramlett on the keep out. Boy, he should have cut that up, but he ran right into the defense after a gain of about 2 yards out to the 38.
Brought down by Carl Brooks and Marshawn Blake. Johnny Fry also went on the stop for Sexton.
Again, Jackson's numbers impossible to read here.
I was able to clean this window a little bit. That might help for a moment.
Might help you. Here's Bramlett. Fake the jet sweep. They miss a tackle, 40-45. Stiff arm, first down, midfield, still on his feet. Luan Bramlett to the 45, and he's slammed out of bounds by Kristen Branson.
Yeah, Kristen Branson and Jalen Faulkner both on the stop. And I'm going to tell you, about 20 or so years ago, we had a pretty good-sized brawl with Sexton because of a play like that. Those officials need to blow that whistle because you saw what happened. Faulkner and But Branson both tackled him hard out of bounds because the whistle hadn't blown, and you're going to get some extracurricular stuff going on if they have a late whistle.
Cormac Carroll, Carl Albrecht, Noah Hubbard, Nate Lavery, Brandon Rudolph up front. Pretty good size offensive line, but a huge D-line. Here's Bramlett to throw. He fires. It's low. And was it caught or not? They're giving him the catch. Wow, at the 34-yard line. I thought that bounced in. Corey Pryor made a great catch right on the turf. 33-yard line of Lansing Sexton.
Kind of a wobbler. Might even have gotten away with one there. The back judge, I'm not so sure she saw it. The two side guys really got to squeeze in there and make the call.
Here's Jackson throws again out on the wing.
Second straight pass with a nose down. The ball kind of headed into the turf.
That was for Maurice White, incomplete. Second down and 10 out there on the coverage was Devin Taylor, who kicked off for the Big Red. We're just underway, no score, but Jackson threatening and a big second down and 10. And they hand it off. Gaping hole, 30-25. Down about a half yard short of a first down for Shante Suddeth. Tom, a hole you could drive a truck through on that left side.
Yeah, they open it up pretty good with that zone blocking. And what Scott does really well is he gets the ball in a lot of different kids' hands. That time it was Shante Suddeth, a little run, read off the left side.
And now Bramlett keeps it. Turns the corner, 20. Spin move, 15. He's got a first down, 14-yard line, Lawan Bramlett, off to a flying start again here tonight with that option play.
Knocked down by Byron Pierce. And this is what, when Jackson's running the ball like this is when they're at their best.
I think it really frustrates the defense too, Tom.
Yeah, because they don't play option responsibility here except for here.
This play has hit Suddeth in the backfield. He may have squirted back to the line of scrimmage.
Andrew Quesada on the stop.
I think he's their quarterback on offense, but, boy, somebody really got penetration right into the backfield. It'll be second down and 10. 14-yard line, Jay High. They started at their 37 after the Elro Steel opening kickoff went out of bounds. So they got good field position. And Bramlett. Just a yard there. He shaked that initial tackle, but he didn't get very good blocking on that play.
Tried to fake him out. No tight ends there. Jackson and I had three split receivers to the left, one wide to the right, and they tried to get Sexton to bite. They didn't. I think the three guys down here that are the trips far to the left were only covered by two men, so maybe Jackson kind of outcoached themselves there.
Kari Foy Walton made the stop. Four wideouts, Suddeth in the backfield. No tight ends, and Sexton jumps offside. Good job by the Vikings. They sucked him offside, and it'll bring up a third and about four.
Well, you could see that coming. That's almost the one time Sexton was going to do that.
I thought I was watching the Lions.
They might do it more than once.
Yeah, well, there's no undoubtedly. And I think Sexton probably will, too, tonight.
They could do anything.
Ball's down around the 9-yard line, maybe the 8, third down. Bramlett. Bull Suddeth crushed in the backfield. They just shot. The safety came up. Andrew Quesada. He was right in the backfield. Nobody touched him. And now Jackson looks at a fourth down.
T.J. Harvey, one of the linemen, were also in there, and they got Jackson in a – somebody made a bad call up front, and they left somebody unblocked.
Here's a roll. Bramlett looking, running, no. Excellent defensive play by the Big Red. Out of the secondary, Jalen Faulkner came up, and Bramlett was 5 yards short of a first down. And a very disappointing end to that first drive by Jackson. They went very quickly from their own 37 to the Sexton 15, and then Sexton's defense just pinned back their ears. Jackson didn't have a chance on those last three running plays. And now the big red out. They run it out of an I formation. Their quarterback is Mike Lynn, the third. Play action fake, and he goes over the middle, incomplete.
Boy, Jackson flirted with disaster there. One of the safeties bit, leaving just Corey Pryor to cover the receiver. I think that's number nine, Kirsten Branson, the wide receiver. And that when that safety bit, that left just one safety, and Branson was running away from him, leaving Pryor by himself. Fortunately, that throw wasn't on target.
Well, Sexton watched the movies, and they know Jackson got just smoked last week on some long passing plays. They come right out of the box from their own 9-yard line and throw the bomb.
I'm almost positive they disguised that coverage to do it that way. See how they're starting with cover two? There's two safeties. It doesn't mean they're both backpedaling and going to play deep.
Right. Second and 10. Tailback. Great block. 15, 20, 25, 30. Hard run. 31-yard line by Funches.
See, and that's just it. Anthony Parker made the stop, but Sexton's going to block you. And you could hear the one of the Jackson coaches just prior to the snap telling, you know, he's telling the coach down in the field through the microphone, hey, we got to line up. You line up on that other side. So right away you've got a couple of mental mistakes for Jackson. Now you look up and Sexton's out of their danger zone and they've moved the ball across their own 30.
Pretty big offensive front. Big tight end. And tailback drop this time. Funch has got maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Tried to run it right, really off the center's rear end. And Jackson was all over that play with number 50.
Well, Marcus Worthy, number 8, Marcus Worthy cleaned it up.
Malik Brown. And a second and 9. They gave him a yard. No score, 6:20 to go first quarter on 101.9 and 14:50. Big Red looking for their first one of the year. And quarterback rolls, looks, he's into the secondary and has about 5 or 6 yards out to the 38-yard line. Really, Jackson's contain kind of broke down there.
Marcus Worthy again on the stop for Jackson. Yeah, when Quesada rolled.
Mike Lynn.
Is it Mike Lynn?
Mike Lynn.
Okay, when Lynn rolled, that far side was left uncovered by Jackson, and somebody either left that spot or they purposely left that hole there, and he found it. But anyways, Worthy made the tackle, sets up a very short 3rd and 3.
Real power set to this side of the field. And what a play defensively by the Vikings. Number 54, Dalton Yoxheimer, made an absolute gem. And it's going to bring up a 4th down and about 2 here for Sexton.
Well, Yox is hanging in there. He's been the linebacker for the first 4 games, and he hasn't really made a whole lot of tackles, but he just plays fundamentally sound, and he made the tackle on that one very nice. Sets up a punt for Lansing Sexton.
They're not punting. They're gonna go for it here on 4th and 2 with Mike Lynn, the quarterback. Ball's at the 39. They need to get to the 41. Tight eye formation. Give it to the tailback. And Jackson's got him! Back at the 38-yard line. Shante Suddeth came up out of the secondary, made a very, very nice play.
Sexton's been running that blast-off tackle, that sweep, with an extra man since I was coaching 27 and 28 years ago. And they insist on running it, and they don't gain anything because they add an extra man to the line, and then they try to get outside of you, so it takes them an extra 2 or 3 steps to get to the outside, to the edge. That allowed Jackson to read that properly. Shawnee Suth comes up and makes a tackle for a loss, and Jackson gets the ball back in terrific field position.
They lost a yard there on 4th and 2. And Jackson takes over at the Sexton 38-yard line. And here's a big hole. Pryor inside the 30 to the about the 26, 7-yard line.
Inside the 30 near the 26.
And like you said, Tom Sexton likes to hit you after the whistle.
First out-of-town score in from Boomer over at the Vandercook game. Vandy scored first, and they lead Hanover 7-0 early in that game.
First down, that was a gain of almost 12 by Pryor. Now they run an option. Suddeth hitting the backfield. Look at him spin, though. Valuable yards there. Shante Suddeth spun away from two tacklers and got about 4 yards.
Johnny Fry's made the tackle for Sexton, an unassisted tackle. And you can see what Jackson's doing. They have most of their lines on the left, and on the right of the center, there's just the one guard. He might even be actually technically a tackle, but he's flexed. And, if a team is going to take that gap, then Jackson will adjust and bump it to the outside.
Back to pass. Bramlett fires it out here. Caught! First down. Down to the 13-yard line. That was Maurice White. Good throw by Bramlett. Coverage wasn't horrible. There were two Sexton defenders there.
White's a pretty valuable receiver. He might only catch a pass a game, but he's a leader.
And a first down, Jackson back at the 13-yard line, and Sexton jumps offside again. That was Jackson Escobar. Offside. First and five for the Vikes. Bramlett out of that gun. Suddeth, lone running back, trips to the left. Maurice White split wide right. And here's Suddeth. Shakes two tackles. He's at the five. He's got a first down. He drives to inside the 2-yard line. Outstanding running by Shante Suddeth.
Yeah, pretty good individual effort by junior running back Shawnee Suddeth. Got hit, bounced, kind of pivoted, very strong, low to the ground. Got the ball down inside the 2.
Between the 2 and the 1. Vikings set to score here and take the lead. Clock runs, 2.5 to go, very quick, first quarter. Run that power play. Touchdown.
Unbalanced to the right, and then quarterback sneak with Bramlett to the left for a Jackson score.
Pretty good job by the offensive line there. Sexton had 11 in the box. And Bramlett able to sneak in the last 5 or 6 feet, and the Vikings on top 6-0 here late in the first.
Nick Kreider on for the PAT.
Kick is up there and good. 7-0, Jay High back in 30 seconds on 101.9 and 1450.
Welcome to Subway, what can I make for you?
I want to try something new.
You'll love our new rotisserie-style chicken. 100% white meat pulled chicken, slow roasted with herb seasonings and fresh toasted with melty cheese.
Sounds delicious.
We top it off with sweet honey mustard and all the crisp veggies you like on your favorite freshly baked bread.
Yeah, I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway rotisserie-style chicken won't be here long, so try one today. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Jackson High drawing first blood here tonight. Juan Bramlett, boy, after a sensational run by Shante Suddeth, Bramlett went the final yard plus. Extra point by Nick Kreider, the senior. And the Vikes up 7-0. We have 2:25 to go. here in the first quarter. Jackson kickoff brought to you by Elrose Steel, your source for metals and plastic. Cut to size, delivered the next day. Go to elro.com. Short kick, and
Kari Foy from Sexton fair caught that kick, and Jackson just buried him.
That'll be 15.
I think it was Deshaun Taylor, 33 for Jackson. And yes, you can fair catch a kickoff.
So Sexton will get 15 yards after the catch, and that will put it out at the 50-yard line. And the Big Red get their best field position right at the 50-yard line. And a first down. Going to the shotgun. And they try to get outside, and they do. All the way down inside the 40.
Yeah, they'll win that foot race, Greg, if they can get to the edge, and they got to the edge pretty easily right there. Looked like Yaxheimer was trying to chase him out of bounds. Henry Witherspoon made the tackle.
That was Funches, who went for 11. One of the linebackers cut inside, didn't take a very good angle, and Funches just ran right around him for 11 yards. 39-yard line, first down, Big Red. Quarterback is Mike Lynn, the third, single running back, two tight ends. Fakes, throws it long, and that is knocked away by Corey Pryor. Good coverage by Corey down the middle of the field.
That ball would have been thrown a little bit better. He had him led. That could have been a score. Pryor adjusted nicely to the ball, did get his hand on it, but they're flirting with disaster back there.
Just a little quick three-step drop. You're not going to really get a lot of pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, he made he faked to the running back, but it was just a flash fake, and it was almost, if you're going to do that, you might as well just have the running back just stay in block.
Just a little post by the inside receiver, and Pryor made the play out in the secondary. On second, little running back gets about 5 to the 34. That is Cody Blankenbird. Third down and 5.
Armand Jones on the tackle for Jackson.
Bring up third and 5 for Sexton.
1:50 to go, first quarter, 7-0 Jay High on 101.9 and 1450. K-105 game, Vandy up 7-0 over Horton, first quarter. Running back hit in the backfield on third and 5. Jackson shot through there. And for the Vikes, fine defensive play by Malik Mathis.
Mathis may even have made the tackle on the last one. I thought it was 12 and it was 42. Hey, Hanover Horton came back and scored, so a 2:17 to go in the first quarter over at Vandy. It's Vandercook 7, Hanover Horton 6.
Here's a fourth down, Big Red and 9. They didn't kick from back in their own territory. They certainly won't kick here from the Jackson 38-yard line, under a minute to go in the quarter. QB is Mike Lynn, the third. And they've got 5 wide receivers and a whistle. Timeout, Sexton. Take a 30 break. We are right back on 101.9 and 1450.
This is high school football on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM and 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Action brought to you in part tonight by Elrose Steel, Northwest Community Schools, Subway Sub Shops, Player of the Game, Lafier Realty, Blair's Car Care, County National Bank, Collector Zone, American Title Company. Just part of our group here tonight. on 101.9. Big fourth down here, fourth and nine. For the Big Red, Vikes up 7-0. Mike Lynn the third, back to throw, rush on, down the middle. No chance there. Good. And they throw a flag on Jay High.
Flag on the play.
Hit the quarterback late. You just can't do that. Tom, that's how you lose. That's how you lose football games, right there. You cannot do that.
Trust me, it's a lot worse down on the field than it is up here. I know you're exasperated and despondent by it, but I went through this for about 20 years down there.
You just can't. Those are the mistakes right there. You had the ball back.
15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Lose the ball to the 23-yard line.
The play, the pass play, wasn't anywhere close.
No.
He just threw it into the middle of the field, and, you know, hopefully Jackson High would have been smart enough not to have intercepted it anyway. Nobody was even near the ball. So penalty on sportsmanlike conduct against Jackson High. With 38 seconds to go in the first quarter, Jackson leads 7-0. Now Sexton's in scoring position.
At the J High 23. They're going to throw it again. Chased out of the pocket, running room. 15, no tackle there. Clip, no call. Out of bounds inside the 10.
Well, Jackson High got caught in a blitz, and once the quarterback, I don't have a name for the quarterback, number Mike Lynn, once he was able to read that, he just scooted right through the Jackson defense, made a terrific run, got down inside the 10-yard line where it'll be first and goal.
First and goal at the 7. And the Big Red threatening to get this tied up with 27 seconds left in the first. Two running backs now out of the eye. And the big fullback is C.J. Brown. And he hits nobody, and the Vikings are in the backfield to make the play.
Henry Witherspoon off the edge. Now, there was a good play by defensive coordinator Tom Johns as he was able to read that. Jackson High came off the edge. Sexton was in the eye with the tight end on that side, and Johns off the edge made the stop, so a loss there will be second down and goal from about the 10-yard line.
Faulkner hitting the backfield. That ends the quarter. After one, it's Jackson High 7. Sexton nothing. Back in a minute on 101.9 and 1450.